Now we go to West Africa, where actress Gabrielle Union is helping to raise awareness about breast cancer in Ghana. She's a global ambassador with the Susan G. Komen for the Cure and the Circle of Promise programs. Union recently traveled to Ghana's capital, Accra, with a delegation of physicians, advocates, survivors, and other celebrities to bring more attention to the disease. Welcome back to the show. It's great to see you in our studios again.
Well, thanks for having me.
So what did you do on the ground with the foundation? Like, what were a couple of the things that you really set out to do when you did?
The biggest thing is, just reaching out to survivors and dispelling myths. You know, as much as I hate rumors and gossip in the United States, they don't kill me. But in Ghana, you know, where people think if you put change in your bra, that can get, you know, you can get breast cancer that way. There's so many different crazy myths of how you can acquire the disease and treatments that if you go to the hospital, you're going to die. They're going to cut off your boobs and you're going to die anyway. And so just getting the word out, showing people that there are survivors, this doesn't have to mean a death sentence, and pointing people in the direction of treatment. We actually dedicated a hospital that, among other things, is geared towards improving breast health in terms of early diagnosis, which leads to early treatment, which leads to a greater chance of survival. And at this hospital in Kumasi, that's breast cancer treatment is one of the focal points there in terms of treatment. People were itching to tell their story, certainly the survivors. I met a girl who was 17 who'd already survived three different battles with breast cancer at 17, which kind of got my passion flowing to reach out to even younger people, that it's never too early to take, you know, care of your breasts and to be aware of your body and to kind of keep everything aligned, my mind, body, and spirit. But yeah, just talking to the survivors and hearing their stories. And some are heartwarming and inspirational, and some were, depressing. There were a number of women whose husbands left them, a number of women whose children couldn't be married because they felt like a curse had been placed upon their family and their families wouldn't accept them. You know, my goal is sort of to lessen those unfortunate stories and have so many more stories of hope and inspiration and survival.
When celebrities get involved with a cause, it does make a material difference. And there's this interesting intersection of arts, culture, celebrity, activism, social change. Do you think that it helped to be able to have the power that you have as an actress and as someone who's been committed to social change and to be able to go over there?
No, I mean, definitely. Unfortunately, when all the professors and the researchers and the scientists came, unfortunately, the press didn't show up. They're the ones with all the great information that can save your life. I can just sort of regurgitate it in, you know, using a little bit more plain language. But, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, celebs bring media, and media is able to, you know, reach a greater amount of people, unfortunately. That's sort of the way it's become and how it's set up these days. And I love the position that I'm in. I have so much to say, and hopefully, you know, I'd like to use my voice to help people as opposed to, you know, furthering just my own personal causes, but, you know, to try to create change in a positive way, certainly in the Black community on a global scale.
This conversation reminds me of the role that you played in the movie Cadillac Records. And you play a woman who, I believe her name's Geneva Wade,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Who is Muddy Waters' life partner, you know, first girlfriend, wife. And without revealing too much, she has a certain relationship to her health as a woman that seems to shape their relationship. I thought that moment where you discussed that in the movie mm-hmm. was really interesting because it does relate to this overall idea of, you know, women's health and how it shapes our greater relationships to the world. What did you like about that character? What did you like about the role, or how was it playing that role?
I loved the character. One of my biggest challenges was to not judge the character. My acting coach is like, it's your job to find her truth and give her dignity and integrity. It's not your job to judge her and her choices. This is a real woman who made her own choices, and she had a different line in the sand than you may have or a lot of other women may claim to have. But the reality is, you know, every woman I know and love has been Geneva. She's been the woman that stayed, whether we talk about it or not. We tend to tell the stories where, you know, you leave in a blaze of glory and there's some sort of Lorena Bobbitt moment. You know, those are the stories we like to share with our girlfriends and our family members. But, you know, every woman I know has stayed and for their own reasons. And with Geneva's situation, she felt like because she couldn't have any more kids, it was kind of, you know, and he was still good to her, that his version of good to her, I'm using my finger quotes, was more than she deserved as a human being. And, you know, all of my friends who came to the premieres and have seen the movies, they were like, you know, thank you for not showing her as weak.
Mm-hmm. Well, the movie really deals with this transition from the blues into rock and roll. How did that resonate with you, the whole idea of this music and the social change, the transformation, all of this, and the kind of the raw power and greed, sensuality, all the epic stuff?
You know, it's kind of very much the quintessential, you know, movie biopic where it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And my mom saw it and she said, well, you know, people like movies about justice, whether that be, you know, people getting their just desserts, you know, for stealing cheers, like in Bring It On. People love that, you know, you girls, you know, showed that, you know, black people originated this stuff and it's about time we got our just desserts. But with this movie, people are cheering for these artists to get their just desserts and to be acknowledged and respected. And it took a while, but ultimately, these amazing artists, Etta James, Chuck Berry, Muddy Waters, Little Walter, they all got their just desserts and justice, I'd like to think.
We had the chance to speak to Viola Davis recently about her role in the movie Doubt. And one of the things she said was that I want to be able to own all of the landscape in acting, all of the portrayals of humanity in the context of being a black actress, you know, who's gone back and forth between theater and film. How do you feel black actresses are doing with that territory and being able to claim the range and being able to get roles that have range?
You know, I would love to sit here and lie to you and say, well, you know, Barack's in the office and things are changing. Hallie won an Oscar. Yeah, it doesn't work like that. Unfortunately, our terrain is shrinking. That's just because there's just not as many films being greenlit. There's not as many films being made. Please submit all ethnicities. You know, used to be code word for send us your black actresses. You're weak, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. But now that's pretty much everybody and all clamoring for a few jobs, and out of those few jobs, one might be a great nugget, you know, of a great acting piece that's going to challenge you. So it's a little bleak. And, you know, I've tried to look at it as if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So I'm trying to be part of the solution. And you know, I'm creating projects, certainly for myself.
Oh.
And ideally for, you know, my fellow, you know, actresses of all hues, but certainly for African-American actresses.
It's great to hear that. And it's great to see you again. And fingers and toes.
Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate it.
Actress Gabrielle Union is a global ambassador with the Susan G. Komen for the Cure and Circle of Promise program. She recently returned from Ghana, where she helped raise awareness about breast cancer.